சந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of December, 1973, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. Contamination. Just like when a person is diseased, you find so many extra chemicals in his body. So, a diseased person produces such chemicals. Not that chemicals are the agents for his life. Try to understand. When a living entity is pure, when it becomes impure, these chemicals are produced out of it. Exactly the same thing, just like when a man becomes contaminated, infected with some disease, he'll find so many extra things, germs and chemicals in his body. So, these extra chemicals, germs, are not responsible for his living condition. Because he is living, and because in an awkward condition, that what these things have been produced by.
But how about the normal chemicals?
Huh?
How about the normal chemicals which are...
Normal chemicals must be. Because also, the whole world, the material world is made of chemicals. So, wherever you go and see, the chemicals in different... what is called anywhere, they are present. You cannot see but chemical because we have no eyes to see the soul. So you simply see the chemicals which is produced by the soul.
Sometimes these chemicals,
just like anything you keep for some time, when it is decomposed, you find so many chemicals.
Excellent.
So now they are mistaken. The chemicals are not they are effects, they are not caused. When a thing is decomposed, it finds so many extra chemicals. Our point is that because the thing is decomposed, so many chemicals come out. Not that on account of these chemicals it is dead. A dead body, not that because the chemicals have come, therefore he is dead. No. Because the body is dead, therefore so many chemicals have been produced. Try to convince this rascal like that you are seeing the extra chemicals. They are not cause, they are effect. Sometimes when a rascal cannot understand two things, which is cause and which is effect, they misunderstand effect as cause and cause and effect. That is imperfect knowledge, illusion, taking the effect as cause. That is a mistake. Whole basic principle of their knowledge is mistake, illusion, on account of imperfect senses and their city. On account of imperfect senses, they cannot understand what is cause and what is effect. And without knowledge, they have become teacher, not teacher, but cheater.
These chemicals are made, Srila Prabhupada. If the environment is not favorable to interdestrol,
yeah, therefore I
the
say
chemicals, yeah.
On account of the environment, these chemicals are produced. Then therefore I say, when a man is diseased, the environment has changed other extra chemicals comes out. It is the environment. I am also pointing out that. The environment is the cause. Chemical produced in the body of a dead body, you cannot produce in the laboratory because the environment is different. Unless you find out a dead body, that chemicals you cannot manufacture. How can you find out the chemicals of dead body in a living body? So pay, then the chemical is produced. Without payment, there is no chemical. Cause is the payment. He just said they do not understand. Goes to fight in Vietnam. What is the philosophy? We'll answer.
They want to stop spread of communism.
Yes. Similarly, now America has to do the same thing to stop demonism. Then your nation will be leader. You understand. You have trust in God. Now it is your business to trust in real God and work for Him. You cannot, I have explained already, you cannot stop communism. You have to stop demonism. That is your real business. Communism is another type of demonism. So if you remain a demon, so what is the use of stopping another demonism? The same example. Stool, the upside is dried up. You cannot say, because it is upside of stool, it is better side. The stool is stool. Guere pita no pita. Come on. That's all right. You cannot make the condition of the world better by, just like Professor Kotovsky, he was saying that there must be revolution. I was talking of authority. So the authority you must have to accept. So he said that authority is accepted after revolution.
After revolution?
Because I said about authority. So this is fact. Now in Russia, the authority was the Tsar. Now after this Bolshevik revolution, Lenin became authority. That was his point. I said that we have to accept for authority, that you cannot change. That he said that yes, that I accept, but authority has to be changed by revolution. And yes, we accept that. But when you come to Krishna consciousness authority, then there is no more necessity of change. Janglam tha chaparang labhang mannati nathigam tataha. Everyone is trying to achieve the greatest profit. So when he gets Krishna, he is satisfied. No more profit. Final profit. There is no more necessity of revolution. Because that is the ultimate peaceful condition. So, if you do not come to the ultimate condition of peace, then this revolutionary method will go on, continue. There will be no cessation of revolution, one after another. That is Maya, illusion. I am thinking by going a few steps, marriage, I'll get the water. But there is no water at all. It is simply illusion. And as soon as you go a few steps forward, you see that the water has gone away. Again, a few steps forward. You go again, again you see, this is going on. So animals, they go forward after the mileage. But a sensible man, he knows that this is not water. It appears like water, but it is not water. Therefore, we are making revolution, changing one authority from another. But we do not know they are not authorities. Real authority is Krishna. That is it. There will discuss illusion or maya. We are thinking that from this ism to that ism, there was French Revolution. So the French people are not happy. Still, there is unhappiness. Similarly, Bolshevism, we have seen practically in Moscow. Nobody is happy. There cannot be happiness. So, real happiness is Krishna, that people should know. The chemical evolution also, it is also maya. They are thinking by further improvement, just like you are speaking, almost come to the point, that almost coming to the point, that will continue. You will never come to the point. This is the position. Never come to the right point.
When the concept of chemical evolution, when this fails, then they have to accept that there is a supreme being. This will also fail.
Then this will fail, it is already failed. But because
they're still hoping.
They're fools and rascals. They're still hoping against hope. That's it. It already failed.
They are not fully convinced.
Because they are not intelligent. There is a Bengali word, dekhe shekhe, theke shekhe.
Dekhe
shekhe.
Dekhe shekhe?
And one who is intelligent, he is seeing the things, he is understanding, the consequence of such action is there. So, and another man is so fool, unless he is actually in that position, he will not learn. One is learning by seeing only. And another is learning by actually being in that position. So who is intelligent?
One who is learning by seeing.
Yes. One who knows that these material things, it has got a beginning and it has got an end. In every day we see that. Even with our body, we see that it has the beginning. And it has an end. I've seen my father was born and he died. So I am also born. I will also die. My son is also born. My son will die. This is real experience. But if somebody says that I shall not die, we are trying to become immortal. So that is foolishness. By experience, from time immemorial, historical reference, there is no such thing as immortality. But if somebody says, by chemical evolution, we shall become immortal. Our Krishna consciousness proposition is that human life is meant for factual knowledge or ultimate knowledge. But these rascals are checking that promise. That means the prerogative of human life is being denied to the human society. This kind of hindrances should be stopped either by soliciting or even by force. Because the human society is being ruined. Therefore I was inquiring why America went to that to stop communism. But that's after stopping we will not make any solution. We have to stop demoniac civilization. Then the human society will be happy and in normal condition.
Define what demoniac civilization is, then no one will support us because they'll see that they are themselves are demons.
Yes, because they are demons. They cannot understand. Just like one Christian priest went to some quarters, mine, coal mine. So he was describing that if you do not worship Lord Jesus Christ, you'll go to hell. So they asked, what is hell? So when he began to describe, it is always wet, it is dark, there is no sufficient air, so on, so on. They could not understand what is hell, because they are already in the hell, in the mind. They could not make any distinction that darkness is a very horrible thing. Similarly, these demons, they cannot understand what is demon. Asuri bhavamasi. What is that asuri bhav? Not to accept God. This is asuri. This is demon. This is the basic principle of. Everyone is trying to deny God. Therefore, they are demons. Who was telling that the medical man is considered to be sexual authority?
That was the job. That's what people believe. They have more trust in medical men than they do in anything else.
Yes. But medical man also does not understand what is that thing missing which makes this body dead. And still, he is placing himself as authority, as scientific to man and people accept. That is the one. He cannot explain. A man is dying. He is applying his scientific processes. What is called that gas? Oxygen gas.
Yes.
And other injection. And in spite of doing all these things, he finds at the moment that the man is dead. And when you ask him, that in spite of your own scientific appliances, why the man is dead? And still he has become a such foolishness. That this man cannot explain that in spite of all his effort, scientifically, the man is dead. Now what will answer? He has seen with all kinds of scientific appliances and applied, but the man is dead. Now let him explain why the man is dead. Can he explain?
Not
satisfaction or not satisfaction. What will answer possibly? Now you are scientist, you can. What he will say?
Yeah, he would say that it is above his means.
Therefore you are a fool. Why you are becoming authority?
Because he'll say that I have tried my best.
That's all
right.
That means you do not know. A child also tries his best, but he cannot do that. Does not mean he becomes authority.
He will say that there needs to be certain conditions.
What is that condition?
For the sustenance of life.
No, certain condition, that is not, that is vague. You say, what is that condition?
Then you are out of it.
Electrical charge in the heart.
Then do it. Do it. Electricity is there.
Well, they're able to take some people, their heart is stopped, they seem to be dead, they inject electrical nodes in the heart,
there.
And they bring them back to life.
When to have how long?
Life can continue.
Continue? Forever?
No.
He'll die. That is another. He'll die. Why he'll die? What is the condition? If you say chemical condition, now as chemist, if you say the chemical condition has changed, we'll reply, no chemical condition has changed. So produce life, no chemical condition has changed, because life will come out immediately. So many germs and worms, they will come out. So where is the chemical condition of producing life is changed? How can you say? But that life is not coming. That Mr. John, his life is not coming. Therefore, he is an individual soul. Otherwise, the chemical condition is there. Otherwise, how these germs and worms are coming up? But Mr. John is not coming. Therefore, it is conclusion that this is individual soul. He has gone, but he is not coming. But other living beings are coming out.
What is the condition of the soul, innumerable souls within the body, like in cells, all are living cells.
Yeah.
These have all contained individual soul.
Yes.
So what these are individual souls are doing to support the the bigger soul?
They are living individual. Just like there are many germs in your stool. Because the stool is there, they're living. That is their perfect condition of living. That's all. But that germ has nothing to do with this individual soul, Mr. John. Just like I am living, you are living, but we are all independent, different souls. They are living in their own condition, you are living in your own condition. But when you go to your office to work, you find so many others are also working. But that does not mean they are dependent on your working or you are dependent on their own. But the condition is like that.
But it looks like I am the proprietor of these souls.
No. You are not proprietor. Nobody is proprietor. You are put into that condition by God. Real proprietor is God. You are simply placed in that condition. That's all. That is your dependence on the condition offered by God.
But just like in an office, the boss is working and there are different clerks, there are secretaries helping him.
Therefore the boss is the chief man who is giving work. You like this, you are like this, you are like this, you are like this.
So I am the boss.
No, you are not boss. You are also one of the workers.
You are a main worker.
No, I'm
are you telling how the stomach to digest and how the hair to grow and how the...
I am talking about the relationship between so many individual souls, the cells, and my spirit soul.
Relationship, wherever you go, there is some relationship. That is interrelationship is already there. I am walking on this sand. I want some relationship. If the sand would have been soft, I could not walk. So the relationship is there already. Internment. But what is the central relationship? That is one thing to know. That is God.
But when the cells, my cells in the body, they are not working, my soul goes away. So long as
that
I am
is
here.
Your theory that because the cells were working, the man was living. That is your theory. But our theory is that because he was there, the cells were working. That is our theory. Because the soul was there, therefore the cells were working. But you take, that I have already explained, you take the cause as effect, and effect as, because you have no sufficient knowledge. Therefore, illusion. You take the cause as effect, or effect as cause. You do not know what is the cause and what is the effect.
But the doctors, they can say, oh, this man has disease of the blood, he will die in 6 months.
That is experience. Suppose if I can say that if you go 100 feet, they will fall in the water. Is that very good scientific knowledge? It is a question of experience.
So it is still
what you think is as wonderful. Oh. He said that if you go 100 years, you'll fall in the water. Now I've fallen in the water. That is your foolishness. Any fool can say like that. He must have little experience. That's all. That is not very wonderful. Neither it is creation by him. That is experience.
Then they could say, well, if we can cure this blood disease,
there was one physician in Dhaka. He was mourning, he was washing his face. So one man was going and he was coughing. So he asked that man, come here, where are you going? So he was a cultivator, I'm going to the field. So he said, better go home, don't go to the field. So he was a respectable physician. So he went back. So his students asked, yeah, how is that you asked him to go home? So he chastises, so you do not know that he is coughing into the sound is like this, he died after 8 hours. It is experience. The students did not know. But he could understand coughing under certain such sound. It means death after certain time. That Kaviraj can tell. When my father died, the Kaviraj said, now you can do the rituals because he'll die before next morning. He said, and actually it so happened. He said me this about 10, 11 o'clock. And he said definitely, before next morning, he'll die. So that is extreme. If you say after 20 days, the month of January is coming, the child cannot understand how father said that 20 days after January is coming. But it is better experience only that one can say, today is 10th and after 20 days, 1st January. Everything is experience. But supreme experience is Krishna. Therefore, if we receive experience from him, then our experience becomes perfect. This is our purpose.
I am the boss of my body.
You are boss of your body in the sense that you can utilize your body in any manner you like. So much. But there are other conditions which is beyond your... Suppose, when so long you are living, you can utilize your body, your senses, to understand the ultimate goal of life. But you cannot utilize your life in such a way that you will never die. That is not possible.
So I am controlled also?
Yes. Why don't you understand that? You are controlled always. Walking, this is also control. At any moment you can be paralyzed. At any moment.
So even I am not the boss of my body then?
No. That is said, why don't you read Bhagavad Gita? Prakita kriyamanani gunani karmani sarva. Ahankara bhimur atma karta aham iti mannate. He is being pulled by the air, by material nature, but he is rascal thinking that I am the boss. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Prakita kriyamanani. Did you not read this? Prakita kriyamanani gunani karmani sarva. Ahankara bhimur atma. puffed up in false egotism. He's thinking that he's boss. That is illusion. He's not boss, but he's thinking he's boss. Ahankara Bhimura. One who is thinking that I am boss is Ahankara Bhimura by false egotism and being a rascal, he's thinking like that. And because everyone is under that impression, therefore we say generally rascal. Rascal. People may be amazed why the gentleman says everyone rascal. But Prakriti Kevala Bhimura Atma. Bhagavad Gita, it is said, anyone who is thinking that he is boss, he is a rascal. Scientist's struggle is that he wants to stop the action of prakriti, nature. That is his foolishness. That is not possible. You cannot become boss of the prakriti. You are under prakriti. The boss of prakriti is Krishna. Mayadhis. Guru Sangha Sadasat Janmajonishu. You are getting different types of body on account of your association with the different modes of material nature. Why one soul has got this body, dog's body, and why one soul has got a human body? Everything is being done by prakriti, by nature. Now, in this human form of body, you get that discrimination. What should I do? If you act like cats and dogs in this life, then you are missing the chance. You do not take advantage of the power of discrimination. Bhagavad Gita says, Dehantaram, another body one gets. But another body, a next body I can get, this dog's body. But we have, in human form of life, we have got the discriminating power not to get the dog's body, but you can get the body of a god. That you can do. Now, it is our discrimination. Whether I am going to get a dog's body or God's body, that you can do. This is human form of body. A dog cannot. He has no such discrimination power. But you can do. So if you do not do that, then you are missing the opportunity. Janti diyo pratadi man pitri janti pitri pratah. This is the verse. Anywhere you like, you can go. If you utilize this human body properly.
Should also this be the responsibility of the government to protect people from having to take dog body?
Yes, that is the government's duty. That the citizen may not degrade. That is government's duty. Now, just like if father thinks, now, these children have come under my protection. I must see they get proper education and make advancement of life. It is the father's duty. And if the father thinks, let him go to hell, that's all. That nowadays fathers are doing like that. That is not father's duty. Similarly, government's duty is that the citizen must make progress. But they do not know what is meant by progress, what is the aim of life. They do not know. They are demonic. How they will guide? They think, like cats and dogs, if you get fatty and you can eat more, then your life is successful. Their thinking is very poor. Simply physical strength, they think that is success. But he does not think that physical, the elephant has physical strength so much. The tiger has physical strength so much. But what is the use of their life? After all, it is an animal. But they are thinking like that. If you get strength like an elephant or like tiger, then your life is successful. They're thinking like that. But because they do not know what is the aim of life, what is the goal of life. A dog does not know what is the aim of life. But even if I say that this is the aim of life, it will not understand because the body is different. But a human being can understand. Therefore there are so many books of knowledge. So if they do not get proper knowledge, that means they are missing the point. Javanna jigyasata atma tattam. So long one does not come to the point of understanding the spirit soul, whatever he is doing, he is being defeated. Because the main point he is missing. Like cats and dogs, he is accepting this material body as self, and he is working on that platform. Therefore his life is being spoiled. Mission is to save human being from being spoiled like animals. That is our mission. The greatest humanitarian work.
It's given us free will to choose or reject the godly life. Should the government take away that free will of whether they choose to...
No, that free will is not to be given. It is already there. Rather, Krishna says he has given free will. But his personal advice is, I am now talking to you, the most confidential word, sarva guhyatama. You stop your so-called free will, just surrender to me. This is the most confidential. If you surrender to me, that is good for you. But if you go on keeping your free will, you will not be happy.
Then he offered.
There is also free will. When you come to the Krishna platform, you serve Krishna with free will. Not that you become a stone. There is free will. Just like our devotees are dressing Krishna nicely. Is there no free will? Is there cooking for Krishna? Is there no free will? The free will is there. The Mahavadi philosopher says, the Buddha philosopher says, that stop this free will, and then you become happy. But our proposition is not to stop free will, but purify free will. Purify. Not stop these eyes. Just if it is suffering from cataract, cure that cataract. Keep the eyes. And their proposition is get out these eyes and throw it. Then there will be no more seeing what is right and wrong. That is their proposition. Shunna, zero. When it is zero, then there is no question of right and wrong. Our philosophy is not that. There is no zero, and there is no variety, don't say. There is, but it's purified variety. Tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam is purified. So our process is to purify everything. We don't want to stop. That is not our proposition. They cannot find out any solution. Therefore they want to make stop. Stop this business. Suppose the business is not going very nicely. It is going at loss. Somebody says, close it. But one experienced man comes, why should you close? All right, I shall do it properly, you'll get profit. So who is better? One by disappointment, he says, close this business, there is no profit. And another man says, no, don't close it. We shall make you profit, we shall show you profit. Just manage it properly. This is our problem. We don't say that stop all this material. No. Just do it properly, so that you get real profit and real benefit. That is our problem. We don't want to make it zero. No. Why should I make it zero? Then just like there is business, but the workers, the assistants, they have no idea who is the culprit. So everyone is doing something taken pocket, something is taken pocket, his pocket. how the business will go on nicely. That is being done. Everyone, these rascals, they have no idea who is the proprietor of this world. So they are doing it in a nonsensical way. Therefore, there is confusion. The business is not profitable. But if they accept, no, the real proprietor is such and such gentleman, so he wants to do us like this, then the business will be profitable. Everyone is thinking that he is proprietor. How this business will prosper? This is the position. Everyone is thinking that he is the proprietor. He forgets that he is worker. He is not proprietor. That is a mistake. Therefore, the business is mismanaged. And there is no profit. Simply chaos. That is the position. Voktaram jagatavasam sarvaloko maheswaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyattamam shantimichyati. If you want to stop this chaotic condition, then accept me that I am the enjoyer and proprietor of this whole world. And I am your real friend. Let the business be done on my account. You take your right salaries, you be happy, and there will be no chaotic condition. But here the position is that everyone is thinking proprietor, and as far as possible he is taking all the money, and other is starving. He is not getting his salary even. So he also, because he is weak, he cannot steal. The strong guy is stealing. There is fight. Just like this chaotic condition of the petrol, the Arabians thinking that I'm the proprietor, I shall give to the Americans. Thing is there, but it's chaotic only, because they do not accept the proprietor is God. That is the difference. How you can give freedom for stealing? Stealing freedom means punishment, awaiting. If I give you freedom, yes, whatever you like, you can go on stealing. That means next stage is your punishment. And that is going on.
They will say that proprietorship is relative.
Yes, it is relative. Relative means your servant, you must satisfy by your service to the proprietor and get your nice salary and be happy. Tena tak tena bhindita. Whatever he gives, you accept and be happy. That is Isha Upanishad. You don't try to encroach upon others. You receive from the proprietor your emolution or your reward and be happy. That is Isha Upanishad. Isha Vasamidam Sadvam. Everything is God's property. You take your share. You have got right. Just like a father and the son, there are 10 sons, everyone has got the right to share the property of the father, but as the father gives, not that I take away the whole property and others, brothers may starve. That is not allowed. That is criminal. Here in the material world, everyone has come to get the best profit, without considering profit for others. Others may go to hell. Others, let them go to the slaughterhouse. I must satisfy my tongue. That is material work. So why you are slaughtering other living entities? I don't care. I want to eat. That's all. So you have to pay for that. You cannot put others into difficulty. Because God is equally merciful to everyone. But you don't care for God. Therefore you do physically whatever you like. So you are putting yourself in difficulty. Therefore, without God consciousness, nobody is qualified. Nobody is qualified. Everyone is damned, condemned. By mental speculation, he simply prolonged his material existence. That's all. And that is trouble. Material existence means, just this, the dog is, material existence, it is a standard of suffering. But he does not know under illusion. He is thinking that I am very happy. So everyone is thinking that I am very happy. But he is in condemned condition. The pig, he is eating stool, living in a filthy place. But he is getting fat because he is thinking. He is very happy. This is called illusion. You are thinking, what a nasty condition. This animal is eating stool and living in a filthy place. But he is thinking that he is very happy. Unless he thinks like that, he cannot live in that condition. That is called illusion. He does not know what is the actual high standard of happiness.
Highest standard of happiness, Srila Prabhupada, simply to be in your association.
Back to home, back to Godhead, that's all. This is high standard of happiness. We are trying to take everyone to that place. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhyamam paramam mamam.
Thank you, Srila.